Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi guys, it's Maggie and welcome back to another episode of Love You Bye. Today is my first solo episode of the show. Emma is not here today. She couldn't make it and I was like, you know what, Emma, I'll just do a solo episode. I feel like I've just been wanting to do one for a while just to see how I would like it. And I feel like I have a lot to say. So I'm really excited about this episode. We're going to just be talking about how to get into a good morning routine and nighttime routine, and how honestly it's one of the best ways to set yourself up for success. And I'm gonna get into how I feel like I've been a really big routine person since like 2019. That's when I really started to focus on my routine and I noticed how much it was impacting my life in a positive way. But it wasn't always like that. So we're going to dive into that. And we're also going to talk about how it's kind of been an ebb and a flow over the past few years. I definitely have gone through phases of life where I have been off my routine. And we're going to talk about how I felt during that and getting back into a good routine and just all the good stuff. So we're going to start off with the peak and the pit of the week, as always. And my peak this week is that we have been getting so organized around the house, Mac and I have, and I'm really happy about it because I feel like I get really overwhelmed and anxious and stressed when my space is cluttered and not organized. And so there were a few things around the house that I wanted to tackle and get done, one of them being the closet right when you walk into my house. I feel like right when you walk in, that kind of like sets the tone for your space. So I really wanted to clean out the front closet because we have all of our shoes in there and we kind of would just like bring the dogs on a walk, come home, kick off our shoes, or like anytime we would get home from anywhere, we would just take off our shoes and like stuff them into the closet. It definitely was not neat at all. There was like just random crap thrown up on the top shelf of the closet. So we did that, cleaned the whole entire thing out. It just feels so good and refreshing. And we also have another closet in our basement, which has a bunch of boxes in it, just stuff that Mac had brought from his previous house. He had just a bunch of like personal things, like photos and just stuff that he wanted to keep. And they were in boxes, but they like weren't neatly put away or anything. And I had like a bunch of Christmas decorations. We had suitcases, like everything stuffed into this one closet. We took everything out yesterday. It took like 3 hours, cleaned the whole thing. I cleaned the whole entire basement, took off all of the slip covers of the couch. I vlogged this whole thing, by the way. Also, it's going to be up on my YouTube channel probably by the time this podcast is out. So if you guys want to see more of the organization and behind the scenes, you can go check out my YouTube. But basically, we cleaned everything, cleaned out drawers, cleaned out closets. It just felt so good. And I feel like the energy feels a lot lighter in our home. And I cannot stress enough how important it is to just declutter and get rid of things, especially with the new season coming up, the transition from summer to fall. I feel like that's always a time where I get very inspired to clean my space. And I'm gonna do my closet next. So stay tuned for my Poshmark. I'm gonna be posting a ton of stuff there. But yeah, now's the time to really get organized, get back into a routine. We're changing seasons and it honestly just feels so good. And my pit of this week is that, okay, my peak was that we're organized and I feel a lot better, but my pit was how I felt when things were unorganized and like messy. Like our basement was an absolute mess. I posted a photo this morning on my Instagram of my coffee with like the couch and the coffee table. And somebody messaged me and was like, oh my God, girl, like I thought you sold your couch and didn't have a couch at your house. Like I haven't seen this in forever. Can you show the setup of the room that you're in a vlog. And I was like, oh my God, that's so funny. I vlogged the whole entire thing, so you'll be able to see it. But I was really overwhelmed that the couch was so messy because we have two dogs, but my boyfriend has a husky. And I obviously have Milo, and he's like a little 10-pound fluff ball. He's like indestructible, doesn't ruin anything. But I'm just not used to living with a like 80-pound dog, especially one that sheds a ton. So I feel like ever since we moved into this house, like we put the couch in the basement, and Max, the husky, that's his favorite place to lay. Even though I got him a bed that is down there as well, he just chooses to sit on the couch, and it was an absolute mess. Like I can't remember the last time I went into the basement and sat on the couch and just like watched YouTube or read a book or anything because of how like hairy and dirty the couch was. Where I'm going with this is that my pit was how I felt. Like I felt anxious, and I just felt like, I don't know, all over the place because I felt like I didn't have like a spot to just like go sit and relax in my home, and it like made me overwhelmed. And I guess I am letting myself feel the emotions, obviously, but I'm feel like I don't know. I guess my pit was just that I was like feeling stressed and overwhelmed with like that whole situation. But then obviously we turned it around into a positive thing because we got everything done. We spent like 6 hours cleaning the basement, doing the couch, vacuuming it, and all of that. And it's just been definitely a like learning process for me, and has taught me to be very patient because I, like I said, I'm not used to living with like such a large animal in my house, especially because I do buy all white furniture. I just love the look of it. And when I bought this furniture a few years ago, like 3-4 years ago, I wasn't expecting to have an 80-pound dog in my house. So that's just something that I've had to like learn to deal with. Like I'm not complaining at all. And I feel like I don't talk about these types of things, even though it is like a real life situation that's going on. I just feel like sometimes things on the internet can get twisted the wrong way. And I just like hate when my words get twisted and people like take things a certain way that like I didn't even mean for it to be taken, if that makes sense. So I just like honestly haven't talked about it, but I am starting to open up more and realizing that like it's out of my control the way that people are going to perceive things. And I know the way that I meant for it to come off, and if other people don't see that or understand that, that's not my problem, I guess. So anyway, that's my peek and pit for the week. And let's get on into the episode. We are going to be talking about getting into a good routine. I'm going to talk about my current morning and night routine and the things that I like to do to set me up for success. You guys can take what you want from this episode, leave what you don't, and I hope that by me sharing my routine and going in depth about things, it can inspire you in some way. And also leave a comment on my Instagram with things that you do in your routine, because I would love to hear little tips and tricks that you guys have and things that you do that help set you up for success in your life. So to start off my morning routine, I have been trying to get up every single day at 7:30. I'm doing a lot better at it because before I used to snooze my alarm and it would turn to 8:15, and I feel like I would get up and I would feel super rushed, and I felt like I didn't have enough time to do the things that I wanted to do in the morning that was going to set me up for a successful day before I had to start work and hop on calls and all of that. So I have started waking up a lot earlier. I wake up at 7:30 right now, and that gives me plenty of time to do everything I need to do before I start work. But obviously it depends on your personal schedule, your work schedule, like what time you have to be there and stuff. So this is obviously going to be different depending on like what job you have. But I ideally want to start waking up at 6:30 because I used to do that during COVID. Because obviously we had like nothing to do during that time. We were in quarantine. I would wake up at 6:30 and I felt like I had so much time during the day. And it made me feel so good waking up at that time because I felt like it was kind of before a lot of people like got up and started their day. Like I would go outside and go for a walk or go to a workout. And I just felt like there weren't that many people out and about yet. It was kind of like before the rush hour of people going to work. So 7:30 is the time that I wake up. We're pushing for 7 and 6:30 in the future, but for now it's 7:30. I get up and the first thing I do is I brush my teeth immediately. And I always use a tongue scraper in the morning after I brush my teeth. You can get them on Amazon. I have a metal one and they're like $10 for a pack of two. And I cannot live without it. I've been using it for like 5 years now. And it has changed my life. Like your breath is just so much fresher and you don't have like, I don't know. I feel like it just really cleans your mouth in a way that I can't even describe unless you try it for yourself. So get a tongue scraper, it will change your life. And then I go and I walk the dogs in the morning. Since I am the first one that gets up, I usually walk the dogs in the morning and then my boyfriend walks them the rest of the day. So it's like I get to get a good walk in the morning and then he'll take care of the rest of it for me during the day, which is really nice of him. So that's from like 7:45 to 8 o'clock in the morning. And then I will come back inside and I immediately make a lemon water. You can do room temperature water, but I like to warm the water up a little bit in my kettle. I don't make it too hot, like just warm enough so it's just like you feel the warmth like going in your body as you drink it. So I do warm water. I add a squeeze of half a lemon and I add a pinch of Celtic salt. And Celtic salt has so many benefits for you. And this is really just going to hydrate you, replenish minerals from sleeping. It has so many great benefits. It's amazing for digestion. So I love to do that first thing in the morning after I get up because when I do it consistently, I can feel the difference. I feel like my stomach is a lot flatter and I get less bloated throughout the day. And I feel like it just really sets up my digestion, puts me on the right track for the rest of the day. And then after that, I will take a big spoonful of the Coconut Cult yogurt. And this yogurt has billions of probiotics in it. It's so good for you. So I have a spoonful of that every single morning on an empty stomach. And then my favorite part of the day, I will start making my coffee. And my current coffee routine right now, I have the Breville espresso machine and I am getting better at making espresso shots. I feel like I watch all these TikToks about people making their espresso shots and they have all of these little like tools and stuff that help like get rid of the chunks of the beans. Like when they're all ground up, it gets chunks out of it. So the way that your espresso pulls is a lot smoother. Like I'm learning so much from TikTok. So I've really been trying on that. So I do 2 shots of espresso. I will fill up a big glass with ice and then I add a vanilla almond milk into it. And then I add my 2 shots, mix it up with a glass straw. I don't know why, I just love the glass straw. It's so satisfying to drink out of. And then I will go and do a meditation. And this morning, since I cleaned the whole entire couch yesterday, I went down in the basement and it was so clean and so relaxing. It was like a breath of fresh air. And I sat down on the couch and I finished my lemon water, put my coffee down on the coffee table, and I turned on the TV and I did a meditation just for 10 minutes, but I do YouTube meditations. So I will just type in on YouTube, like 10-minute meditation for whatever I'm looking for that day, whether it's calmness, clarity, putting your mind at ease, or even motivation, anxiety. There's so many meditations out there. And YouTube has some really great options and they are all free. So you don't have to pay for a subscription or anything. I've been doing YouTube meditations for years and I love them. I do a 10-minute meditation and after I'm done with that, I like to just sit and I drink my coffee and I then grab my phone and I will start scrolling on my phone. I've been really trying not to go on my phone for the first 30 minutes of my day because I feel like the second you look at your phone in the morning, it's like you're taking in so much information, whether it's text messages, emails, looking at social media and just seeing what other people are doing, which really doesn't matter. Like that stuff is gonna be there and that stuff can wait. And I find that when I reach for my phone first thing in the morning, it immediately sends me into fight or flight mode. And I feel like for the rest of the day, I am just like kind of on edge. I have a lot more anxiety. I feel like I'm not as present. But when I do stay off my phone for the first 30 minutes and I make sure I get my meditation in and do all of the things that I know are going to help calm me, I feel like I'm more present during the day. And I even recognize how many times I go and pick up my phone to just like mindlessly scroll. So I feel like it's all about just being more mindful. And I feel like those things help me so much to be more present during the day. Because now that I have started doing that routine, I find that even during the day or at night before bed, I am paying attention to my breathing a lot more and like breathing in through my nose. And I just feel a lot calmer and I feel like my mind doesn't race as much.
Hi guys, taking a quick break from the show to hear from our sponsors today at Green Chef. If you're a fan of the podcast, you know that cooking food at home and making meals together is one of our favorite ways to spend time with friends and family. And the best thing about a home-cooked meal is you know exactly what's going into your food and can handpick all of the natural, healthy ingredients that you love the most. If you're inspired to give cooking at home a try this September, but need help kickstarting your clean eating routine, Green Chef is your new best friend. Their recipes are made to support your wellness and healthy eating goals without skimping on flavor. A lot of people think eating healthy means eating boring food, but that's not true. Green Chef introduced me to so many delicious, flavor-packed recipes like shrimp and kale Caesar salad, the vegan cauliflower power bowl with rainbow quinoa, tropical surf and turf with pineapple salsa, and the chimichurri cashew and corn rice. And when you're trying to meal prep for a busy work week, it's super easy to pick one of Green Chef's step-by-step recipes that will fit exactly what you need. They have over 80 weekly options, including dinners in 25 minutes or less, quick 10-minute lunches, and green bundles that are packed with clean snacks and functional beverages when you're on the go. Plus, your meal prep will be easier than ever with pre-portioned and prepped ingredients, including pre-measured sauces, spices, and dressings delivered to your door. Go to greenchef.com/60loveyoubuy and use code 60loveyoubuy to get 60% off plus free shipping. That's greenchef.com/60loveyouby with code 60loveyouby for 60% off free shipping. Don't stress about making yourself healthy, nutritious meals at home and try Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. Now back to the show.
So as I was saying, I scroll on my phone and I will typically in the morning go on Pinterest, and I love to go on Pinterest because I get so inspired. I like looking at food content to find new recipes to make. I love looking at home decor. I pin so much stuff about home decor and just things to do with the house, because one day when I buy a house in the future, I want to make it exactly how like I dream of, I guess. So I love to save pins about that. It makes me super inspired and just makes me feel very calm. And obviously fashion, stuff like that. And then sometimes I'll watch YouTube if there is a video in my subscription box that I want to watch. That is always nice to do while I sip my morning coffee every day. And then I move into a workout. Lately, I've been a little bit off my workout routine. I was so consistent this summer, in the beginning and middle of the summer, but I feel like travel always tends to mess up my routine. But I've learned to be more graceful with myself and not get super stressed out if I miss a workout. I remember a few years ago, like 2019, 2020, if I missed a workout, I feel like it would hang over my head for the rest of the day. I'm in a really good headspace when it comes to working out. I do think it's important to move your body and work out, but I'm at the point now where if I do miss a workout or if I'm not consistent, like I haven't worked out in like a week, I think, a little over a week. And I feel like in the past that would really like give me anxiety, but I'm more at ease with it now. So yeah, this is like the point of my routine where I would do a workout. I love to do Pilates. I love mat Pilates because it's so easy and you can do it at home. I am currently trying to like set up a little at-home workout area in my basement now that it's cleaned. And I'm really excited about that. Just to like get in 10 to 20 minutes of movement in the morning is perfect. And even going for a walk outside is so good for you. You can put your headphones in, listen to a podcast, or even not wear headphones and just don't go on your phone and enjoy being present and like looking around at your surroundings. Because I feel like sometimes when we are on our phone so much, we forget to put our phone down and take a look at what's around us and the beauty that the world has to offer. So I love going for walks like without any distractions, just to really take in nature and enjoy the path that I'm on. So after I'm done with my complete morning routine, then I get into the workday and I sit down at my desk and I will physically write down on a piece of paper everything that I need to get done for the day, and then I'll check my emails. And I just like having things written down on paper because you can go and you can cross it off and see like what you got done and still be able to see what you have to do for the day. I am not the type of person who can write something down in the notes app of their phone and remember to go back and look at it. I feel like when I do write things down in my notes, I end up forgetting about it. And then I'm looking back weeks later and I'm like, wait, that's something that I wanted to do and I never did it. I feel like things just get lost in your phone, in your notes app. So if that works for you, that's fine, but does not work for me at all. I love to write things down in my planner. And then I will do my work for the day. And when it comes to nighttime, I like to eat an earlier dinner. I like to start cooking around like 5:30 and eat by 6:30 because I feel like it gives me enough time to do everything that I want to do at night that will calm me down and get me ready for bed. And also I think that your night routine is the most important because it sets you up for the next day. So after I cook dinner, I like to make myself a tea. I really love peppermint tea. It's so calming. And I also love ginger lemon tea. It's very detoxifying and just helps ease your stomach after a meal. It helps with digestion before bed. And then after I make my tea, I go down in the basement, which I have an infrared sauna in my house and I am so, so in love with it. It is the best investment I have ever made. It is portable, so I can bring it with me wherever I move after I move out of this house, which isn't anytime soon, but I'm just saying, I feel like it is a really big purchase and it is an investment, but it is able to be taken apart very easily and it can come with you wherever you go. So I have an infrared sauna, which I'm so grateful about, and I turn on my sauna and then I'll go back upstairs and I will clean the whole entire kitchen, spray down the counters, I'll clean up after dinner, do the pots and pans, run the dishwasher, and do a load of laundry, like put the laundry into the dryer, put another load in the washing machine, get everything set up, I'll dim the lights, and I will go downstairs and do like a 30-minute sauna before bed. And I like to either scroll on TikTok, that is my time that I give myself, the 30 minutes that I'm in the sauna, to just go on TikTok and watch the videos from the people who I follow, or I will read a book in the sauna. I feel like it makes time go by so fast, and I've been really into reading lately. And then I'll go upstairs, take a shower, and I have been loving this hair serum lately. It's by the brand Sebastian Professional. I have their hairspray, which is one of my favorite hairsprays, and it makes like your hair have the perfect slick back bun, but it's not like crunchy or hard. It still leaves your hair looking so smooth and shiny. And they just came out with a new hair serum. If I don't wash my hair at night, I will wet my hair and then brush it out and put the serum in it. And it just makes it so soft and hydrated. And then I will go into bed and take my nighttime supplements. I take magnesium every single night and I take Clear Stem, which is a hormonal acne supplement. I've been taking it since February and I really love it. It has cleared my skin so much. In addition to the skincare routine that I've been using, I use Jan Marini skincare, but the Clear Stem supplement is amazing. I cannot recommend it enough. And I have a discount code that you guys can use. I think that it's Maggie McDonald. It'll get you 15% off of your order. So if you guys are dealing with any sort of hormonal acne, I highly recommend checking it out. And then I also take a sleep supplement. I've been taking Array, their sleep supplement, for the past few weeks and I really like it. And then I will turn on my, I have like a Dyson air purifier, but it's also a fan. So I turn the fan up to 7 and then I turn the air conditioning down in my room to 63. Mac and I have to sleep with it super, super cold in our room. So that's what I do. And then I get into bed and I will read a book because I don't want to go on my phone for the last like hour to 30 minutes before bed because the blue light is really bad for your eyes. And I find that it disrupts my sleep and makes it harder for me to go to sleep. So I've been reading and that is what I do before bed. And then I go to sleep, wake up the next day and do it all over again. So that is my current morning and nighttime routine. I feel like when I travel, I'm very flexible with it. Like I'm not super strict on anything when I travel. So I feel like it makes me appreciate my routine so much more when I get home. Hi guys, just taking a quick break from the show to hear from our sponsors today at Starbucks. Hear that? That's fall calling. And the pumpkin spice latte is back at Starbucks. From that first sweater to late autumn weather, it's all of fall in just one sip. There's nothing like fall in Boston. The leaves start to change colors, the weather cools down, and football season is right around the corner. But honestly, the biggest sign that autumn is here is being able to order a Starbucks pumpkin spice latte again. Just one sip and I immediately start thinking about apple orchards, pumpkin patches, and Halloween all at the same time. When the weather starts changing and fall is in the air, one of my favorite things to do is go out and grab a warm Starbucks drink in the morning and then go for a walk around my neighborhood or sip it throughout the day while I'm out running errands. And when a long day starts dragging on and I just feel like taking a midday nap, ordering a pumpkin spice latte is the perfect sweet afternoon pick-me-up to lift my spirits for the rest of the workday. It's time to sip that first taste of fall at Starbucks. And don't forget to order ahead on the Starbucks app. Now back to the show. I wanted to talk a little bit about how I started and how I even got into the routine I'm in now. And I said this earlier in the episode, but I really started like craving a routine back in 2019. I was still in college and I had moved to Boston and I was living on my own in a one-bedroom apartment. And I was getting up and going to class twice a week, but the other 3 days I was just in my apartment all by myself. And I would let myself sleep in. Sometimes I would sleep till like 10:30 in the morning and I would wake up and then I would have work to do and I just felt very overwhelmed and I felt like I had no structure. So that is when I started listening to a bunch of podcasts and just hearing what a lot of people who I look up to and admire, seeing how they start their day and the things that they implement into their routine. And I started taking things that I liked from them and trying it out for myself. So I really think you kind of have to be open to trying different things because you're going to figure out what you like and what makes you feel good and what you don't like. And it's all about trying. Like you won't know if you like it until you try. So I definitely recommend doing that. But you don't have to jump into everything all at once. Like you don't have to completely change up what you're doing and do 15 different things because I find that over a period of time, like you want this to be a lifestyle, not just something that you do for a week and then you stop because it's unattainable. Pick a few things that make you feel really good in the morning and just start doing those. Maybe it's you don't go on your phone for the first 30 minutes and you replace that with reading. Like try doing that and then over time, implement new things into your routine until you get to a point where you are doing all the things that you love that are making you feel really good. And then I just feel like it is easy to also like see so many people on social media with these like crazy 5 a.m. morning routines. And it's easy to get overwhelmed and compare yourself and think about all these things that you have to do when really I feel like it's important to take a step back and just go at your own pace and try things out that are appealing to you and that you like and just see how that works for you. Also, something that's really important, I think, that looking back now, I'm very grateful for these moments. And that is just embracing the moments where I have felt stuck or lost and really lean into the discomfort. Because I remember when I first started this whole lifestyle, I felt very lost and I felt overwhelmed and anxious. And I remember I used to sit in my car after I would get out of class in college and I would just like cry because I just felt so overwhelmed. I also had a lot of like personal things going on in my life at the time. So I definitely think it's important to just lean into your emotions and try to sit with them. Although it may be uncomfortable, I think it's important to recognize how you're feeling and what's making you feel that way. Because I find that when you do that, it helps you heal a lot faster rather than just doing things to try to get your mind off of the way that you feel. Because really, in the long run, all you're doing is just masking your feelings. And then a few years later in the future, it might come back up again and you'll realize that you never really got to fully heal. So I think that it's important to, like I said, lean into the discomfort and just be grateful for those moments, because I find that whenever I am going through periods of time and just parts of my life where I feel stuck or in a rut and extremely uncomfortable, I look back and I'm just so grateful for those moments, because those are the moments that helped me grow and helped me flourish and really brought me to where I am right now. I went through a period of struggle this past year. Actually, I feel like it started in the winter time, and I just felt like I was off of my routine and I was in a social media rut. Like, I kind of felt like I had been doing social media for so long and making YouTube videos since 2018 that I just felt like I was getting a little bit burnt out, because I didn't want my content to be repetitive. And now there's so many different social media platforms that people are posting on. It's like there's TikTok, there's Instagram, there's YouTube. There's so many different areas to create content. Now there's so many people on these platforms creating content, which I think is great. And I really believe that there's room for everybody. But as a creator, it can be a little bit overwhelming, because I just felt like I didn't really know like what I wanted to create, because I didn't want my content to be repetitive on all of my platforms, but also I wanted to create content that was going to be authentic to me and not just creating content to create content for views and to gain more followers and stuff like that. So I really went through a period of time where I struggled with that, and I just felt like there were points in my life where content was coming so easy to me and everything was really flowing naturally, and I felt very inspired and I felt really good in my own skin. And at that moment over the winter, I really didn't. And I was struggling really bad with acne. I think a lot of it had stemmed from the amount of stress that I was going through. And I just was doing a lot of comparison. And as time went on, I let myself feel the way that I was feeling. But as time went on, I realized that the one thing that had changed from my life that I wasn't doing anymore was my morning routine and my night routine. Like, I had completely felt like I lost myself, because those parts of my day were so crucial. When I think back to the points in my life when I was very consistent with my routine, I would say from 2019 to the summer of 2021, I was so consistent with it and I felt so good. I felt like my mind was so clear. I felt like I was very calm. I wasn't reactive. I wouldn't get mad at like little things, like people driving on the street, like if somebody cut me off. I just was like, whatever. Like, I just was so calm, cool, and collected. And then in summer of 2021, I remember I got off of my routine a little bit, because I was single and just like going out a lot, traveling a ton, like just living my best life, that I was like, you know what? I was seeing comments of people be like, you're so strict with your routine, like all we see is your routine. And I was like, oh my God, you're right. Like, maybe I should just like let myself live a little bit. And then I completely fell off of my routine. And then I went through the season of change where I felt very uncomfortable. But then this past spring, I really sat down and I recognized how I was feeling. And I just thought about like, what can I do to fix this? How can I show up for myself each day and make sure that I'm setting myself up for success in all aspects of my life? Because I feel like when you do the work and when you put yourself first and you show up for yourself every single day and you keep the promises that you make to yourself, you're able to show up as the best version of yourself for everybody in your life. I'm not only talking about success with your job, I'm talking about success with your relationship with your family, your partner, your siblings, your children. I feel like it's so important to show up for yourself every single day so you're able to show up in all areas of your life. So I started getting back into my routine. I think my non-negotiables are definitely meditating in the morning and just having time to sit with myself, drink my lemon water, drink my coffee, and just really have that time to relax. I find that when I get up in the morning and I just am so rushing out the door, rush to a workout, do a really hard workout, come home, cook breakfast, get right into work. Like when you have one thing after another and you're not giving yourself time to really sit there and be present and think, I feel like that is just the way that your mind is going to react all day. And I was even dealing with that. So I know firsthand, I was getting up and just going right out the door to a workout, grabbing a coffee after, coming home, showering. I was always in a rush and I felt like it made my mind very overwhelmed and crowded. And I felt like I was like living in fight or flight. So I started getting back into my routine and I have just felt so much better. And I feel like I have been more patient and I just have more clarity and I feel a lot more present during the day, which is something that I really value. And you don't realize how most of the time you're just going through your day on autopilot until you really take a step back and you take that time to, at least you don't have to like do a meditation in the morning like I do. That's just something that helps me. But even just sitting there in the morning, before you even put your feet on the ground after your eyes open up, just taking time to think about three things that you're grateful for. Like actually think about three things and then take five deep breaths, like five times, you will feel a difference, I swear. So yeah, that is everything that I have for you guys. And I hope that this conversation could help you in some way. But I did do a question box on Instagram and I have some questions from the listeners that I want to quickly answer before we end off the episode. So we are going to get into that right now. Hi guys, just taking a quick break from the show to hear from our sponsors at Truly Hard Seltzer. If you've been listening to the show, you know how much we love everything about summer. The beach days, the barbecues, vacations to the Cape, it's our absolute favorite time of year. When we're planning a summer vacation with all of our friends, one of the essentials is making sure we pack the coolers full of snacks for the beach and cold, refreshing beverages. That's why Truly Hard Seltzers are one of our go-to summer drinks. They're made with a hint of real fruit juice, which makes each flavor distinct and delicious. Each can only has 100 calories and 1 gram of sugar, so they're super light and endlessly drinkable. Lately, we've been loving the Truly Berry Mix Pack. It has fun new flavors like blueberry and strawberry lime and the classic wild berry, which has always been M&I's favorite flavor. We drink it every time we go to a Celtics game. Truly has so many flavor packs, it's impossible to get bored because there's always a new variety to try. The red, white, and true pack is perfect to bring to your Labor Day weekend barbecue, and the grapefruit and orange flavors in the new citrus pack make me feel like I'm sipping a mimosa. Whenever we're having friends over, I always grab a pack of Trulies because they're such a crowd favorite and there's a flavor for every occasion. Compliment your perfect summer day with Truly Hard Seltzer and see what the lightly fantastic life is all about. Please drink responsibly. Okay, so first question is how to get back into working out after not doing it for a few months because of being busy. And this question, this is something that I am doing in my life right now. So I was like, this is a perfect time to answer this question. So I think that how to get back into working out after not doing it for a few months, you just have to do it. And I find that the easiest way for me to get back into a workout routine is to go to a workout with somebody. Like I like to go to a workout either with my boyfriend or I will go with my sister Emma. Because I feel like when you go with another person and you book the class, one, you're paying for the class already. So I think that there's like a 24-hour period where you can cancel the class before you go. But if not, you end up like losing that credit and then you lose the money. And classes are expensive. They're like $30, $35 in Boston. So the thing that helps me the most is booking a class with somebody, because I feel like they will also hold you accountable because you have that plan to go together, and it's less intimidating and scary going with somebody else than going by yourself. Because I feel like when my sister and I go to workouts together, it just gives you something to look forward to. Like, you can go into the class with somebody that you already feel comfortable with, and you can go to a few classes during the week. Say you came up with like a little schedule for yourself. You were gonna go to a workout class Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then on your off days, you could just go for a walk outside. But I really also think it's important to have a schedule and come up with an idea of what you want to do that week and plan it either on Sunday night. I usually do Sunday nights. Like, I'll be laying in bed and I'll just start planning my workout routine. I'll book my classes for the week, and then I will think about what I want to do on the off days. But definitely coming up with a schedule, planning what you want to do, and asking other people to do it with you. And always remembering that it's okay if you fall off routine. It's not the end of the world if you haven't worked out in that long. I really think that living a healthy lifestyle, they call it a lifestyle for a reason, because these are things that you are always going to incorporate. And if you fall off, it's okay, because you can always get back on. So remember to not be so hard on yourself about it. The next question is, what is my journaling routine? So I didn't talk about this in the episode, but I have been looking for a new journal actually right now, because I have gone through periods of time where I would journal every single morning. And again, it's something that I personally did that made me feel so good. And when I was doing it every single day, I used to do the 5-minute journal, and I actually have one here right in front of me. I just got a new one of these because I've been wanting to get back into it. And every single morning, you write down 3 things that you're grateful for, and then you write down 3 things that would make today great, and then you write down a daily affirmation, and then they have a prompt for you at nighttime. So you write down 3 highlights of your day, and you write down 1 thing you learned that day. So I just feel like it's a good way to kind of connect with yourself in the morning, and then at nighttime, it's a good way to recap your day, and it gets you really thinking about your day. So you're a lot more present. I find that when I'm thinking about things that happened during my day, I don't know, it just makes you like look back and appreciate like little things that happen. So I really love the 5-minute journal. And I also love just taking a blank journal. You can write it down on any piece of paper. And I kind of just like writing down, taking the whole entire page. You don't have to fill the whole page, but just writing down things that you're grateful for, positive affirmations, or even any thoughts that you have, like any things that you are thinking about or ways that you're feeling. I know that it helps me a lot to just write them down and get them out of my head and onto paper. Ooh, next question. Favorite way to cleanse your energy? I love this question. I feel like there are so many different ways to cleanse your energy, but my favorite ways are definitely cleaning my space. I've talked about this so much, but I really, really believe that having a clean space allows you to have a clear mind. So I love cleaning out my closet. I love organizing drawers. I love just like cleaning surfaces, cleaning out closets, stuff like that. So that is one way. And then also just having everything put away and like lighting a candle and just sitting with my book or a journal or a cup of tea and just like really taking time to be present for like 10 minutes and just not doing anything. I love to do that. I also love to listen to this playlist that I have on my Spotify, actually. It's called Healing Codes. One of my friends, Audrey, made the playlist, and it just has a bunch of high frequency music on it. So I love to just put that on while I clean, or if I go for a walk, just listening to that really helps cleanse my energy. How do you keep yourself motivated to follow your routine? Last question. I definitely keep myself motivated to follow my routine because of the way that it makes me feel. I know that I've talked about it so much in this episode, but I really feel like when you are showing up for yourself and doing things that make you feel great, it's so rewarding, and you just get this insane feeling of gratitude, and it just makes you want to do it even more. So I feel like once you find that routine, whatever it is, of things that you love to do in the morning for yourself and the things that you love to do at night, it is almost like addicting, because you end up feeling so good, and then you're a lot happier. You have, I feel like, increased mood, and it makes you feel a lot more confident during the day and able to just show up as the best version of yourself. And that alone is one of the best feelings in the world. So I feel like once you find that routine, it's easy to stick with it because of truly how good it makes you feel. Hey, you guys, thank you so much for listening to my first ever solo episode. Let me know how you liked it. Send me a DM on Instagram. You can comment on one of my photos or even my YouTube video. Just let me know what you guys thought of this episode, because I was really excited to record it for you guys, and I've obviously never done one before, so I would love to hear your feedback. And you guys can follow along on the podcast Instagram. It is just Love You By Pod. Also, you can follow me, Maggie McDonald, on all social media, and also my sister, Emma McDonald, obviously my sister. And you can follow Emma, the co-host of this podcast. Obviously, she's not here today, but be sure to subscribe and listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows, and we will see you guys next week. Love ya. Bye.